this weekend. One of the hottest movie tickets is going to be for Sex and the City 2. That's the sequel to the movie that itself came out of the popular TV series. Many fans are splurging on pricey party packages that celebrate the movie's opening. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
If you see groups of women striding down the street this weekend, stilettos clicking, lips glossed, earrings swinging into the local movie house, you can bet they are not there to see Iron Man 2 or MacGruber. Of course they aren't. They're all going to see Sex and the City 2, the brand new feature that has Carrie Bradshaw and her best friends, Miranda, Samantha, and Charlotte, flaunting their fabulous finery and flying off someplace amazing.
1 week in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid for all four of us. Get out of town.
My point exactly.
I can hear the decadence calling.
Theaters figure Carrie and her buds won't be the only ones wanting to hang out together, so a number of them are offering the movie as part of a girls' night out. Chad Bryce manages the Hollywood branch of the Arclight Cinemas and says this is their party package.
One ticket for the movie and an hour and a half pre-party, two specialty cocktails, and we've got some really great specialty drinks all worked out. There's appetizers prepared by our in-house chef.
Evening with the girls at Arclight, $70. Female bonding, priceless. Patrons who want to see the movie at the swanky gold-class cinema in Pasadena can pay $79, $59 on weeknights, and they'll kick back in cushy recliners while stewards bring them flirtinis and quinoa chicken salad rolls. And if you think nobody's buying anything in this recession, all party packages for the first weekend have sold out.
Can you imagine, like, there's cocktails, there's booze, they're all excited from the movie. Chick book clubs get wild. It's this 400 women all for the same thing. I mean, it's just going to be great.
That's Marley Mayer, owner of The Party Goddess, an event planning company in Los Angeles. She's partnered with Nicole Matthews of the San Diego-based Henley Company to produce a private party and screening in Santa Monica on Friday night. Initially, Mayer wondered whether she'd sell out.
First, it'd be like a couple of people would buy tickets, but now what's happening is they're signing on and they're buying four or six.
And at $65 per ticket, they're almost all gone. This party is at the landmark Shangri-La Hotel, and in addition to the movie, drinks, and finger food, it includes manicures, massages, and a line of faux paparazzi so you can walk the pink carpet like Sarah Jessica Parker. Mayer says doing it in a group is part of the fun.
I think there's a whole camaraderie thing of women that's just great. And we're all busy and we're emailing and texting and nobody's actually seeing each other face to face. You know, you're going to see your friends.
Arclight Cinema's Chad Bryce says advance sales for the movie have been brisk and the theater will do what it has to accommodate demand.
We've been kind of adding shows as shows are selling out. There's a show starting about every 45 minutes.
So to the sound of cosmos splashing into martini glasses, add the lovely sound of profits piling up. Which, of course, means there will likely be a Sex and the City 3 at some point. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.